Welcome to the Danny Palmer Show. Does it sound cool if I say it like that?
Are you sure we should start fooling around now? Aren't you about to record your podcast?
It doesn't matter, sweetie. They're not going to be able to hear this.
What do you mean? Your microphone won't pick up our lovemaking? Oh my god. Oh my.
What's up, James? We'll put that off till later. Welcome to the Fun Friday Pod. This is Danny Palmer. I host this podcast. I named it after myself. What a vain fucking loser move. You know what I'm saying? Oh, listen, I listened to Joe Rogan once a long time ago. He's like, if you're going to make a podcast, just name it after yourself. That leaves the door open for further permutations. Make whatever the fuck you want down the road. So I'm like, all right, dude, fucking fair, bro. Fucking fair. Anyway, bro, if you ever get your fucking Instagram hacked by Nigerian hackers, good fucking luck to you. That's what happened to me. I'm a fucking idiot. It's my fault. But I don't know. They did. They preyed on my desire to help out a friend. I thought my friend that I used to work with, Ann Taylor, was asking me to endorse her for something. I don't even remember what it was. But because she's not only in HR, she's like a senior person in HR, she also is an author with several published books. And I like her. She's awesome. So I wanted to help my friend. So I clicked on the fucking link that they texted. I know. I've taken the fucking courses at work. You never click, but they were answering me and like, I was like, is this you, really you, Chrissy? And they were like, yup. I'm like, who says yup? Not Nigerian hackers. Yup, they do. Fuck, dude. Then they took over my other account, my Danny Palmer Show account. This account, the account for this fucking very program. And dude, but they have no creativity whatsoever. All they do is just post like pictures of cars and Corvettes and keys and act like if you invest in Bitcoin, you're going to get all this stuff. And then it's just a scam and they take your money. It's like, dude, I mean, kudos to you for tricking me. You got me. But like, at least post some like interesting creative content. You're just going to post one scammer thing over and over. I'm like, wow, dude. Like, I can see why you went into the scam business because you have no creativity. You fucking losers. Oh, I forgot my friend Haley said I say the F word too much. And she said she likes the pod better when I don't say the F word as much. I'm sorry, Haley. I'm sorry I said the F word. I don't mean to offend your, you know, comedic sensibilities down there in Nashville, Tennessee. You see, Danny, down here in Nashville, we don't take too kindly to no curse words. And it goes against the good book. And I don't recommend it too much. Now, nobody ain't ever going to fuck you down the South. You got that filthy fucking language. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you come on down to Nashville? I'll flirt with you at the bar and I'll head on home by myself. Yeah, dude. The fucking Friday Pod. Dude, goddamn it. I just went to pick up my one gin and soda for the night that I'm having. And I dropped my coaster that I got at Parc Güell in Barcelona. This glass thing. It's so sweet and cute. Now it's broken. Dude, it's not fair. The Nigerian hackers threw my account in my coaster, bro. Shut up, Danny. You live in Manhattan, just shut the fuck up. Won't be living in Manhattan for long because they jacked up my rent $1,000. That ends the litany of complaints I'm starting this podcast with. I'm getting straight into the content. My friend Kelsey, sisters with my actual friend, Carissa. I'm just kidding. They both are so kind to me. They listen to my pod. They listen to like 4 episodes of my pod on a 3-hour road trip they took this past week. Thank you guys for doing that. I appreciate it. And apparently I was doing an impression of Dua Lipa. It's not an impression, Kelsey. I actually knew her. Kelsey said that I sound like Stewie from Family Guy with my impression of Dua Lipa. How dare you? First of all, how dare you imply that Dua Lipa isn't in my apartment having a nice discussion with me? How dare you, Kelsey? I don't think you understand. I'm not going to write another Grammy-winning record if it wasn't for Danny's help. Then why don't you go back to Chico and work in your admissions counselor job, whatever the fuck it is. I don't remember. I don't recall. Hey boy. Ooh, fucking boy. But dude, that would be kind of funny if like, because so many people have been texting me, like literally like 3 days ago, I probably got, I don't know, 30 texts from people saying, did you know that your account is hacked? Like to the point, like these scammers just went off. They just DM'd everybody I've ever met, made all these like fake Instagram stories. Like to the point that I had to come up with like kind of a pat response because so many people were messaging me about it. And then I just acted like I was the scammer. Like there's no scammer. I just want people to invest. I'm like, dude, seriously? Like all joking aside, I'd love to sit down with you for a few hours this Saturday and talk about some Bitcoin investment strategies. So then they'll actually hate me. But that'd be kind of great if I just went from stand-up comedy. Like my initial idea was get out of stand-up comedy, just become a rock star. And now I'm shifting that from get out of stand-up comedy and just become a scammer. I'm just a hardcore scammer. My friend Benny D said my Instagram has honestly never been more lit now that I'm pushing Bitcoin scams. Hey boy, that's fun for me. I don't give a fuck about hockey, but I think, you know, I'm from Tampa and we got the Bolts, the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're playing the Rangers in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And this is kind of interesting, even if you don't care about hockey, which I don't either. If if this series goes to seven games, game seven is slated for Madison Square Garden and Justin Bieber is supposed to have a concert during game seven. So I guess if it goes seven, they're not going to like cancel the fucking game seven so that Biebs can put on a concert. So they're just going to fucking, I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he'll just come down to Black Cat. Listen, Justin, you're welcome to come down to Black Cat and do your concert there, dude. You don't need MSG. There's other venues such as small coffee shops. Dude, if a coaster is glass and it breaks into three parts, can you like glue that shit back together? Like, what do you do? I don't know how to do anything, dude. Like, you know that little handle on your toilet, the little chain? Like, once that breaks, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I watched this like YouTube video. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be that dexterous with a pair of pliers to be able to fix that shit. So then I like text my super. I'm like, can you come over tomorrow during the day and save my life? Or else I'll just, I don't know. I like literally any small mechanical problem that happens around my apartment, I'm at a complete loss. I'm like, all right, I guess I just got to move back in with my parents. My dad knows how to do this stuff and I don't, which is embarrassing. I'm 46 years old. Anywho, I ended up watching Johnny Depp. His interview with David Letterman in 2013. Dude, it's great. It's on YouTube. I highly recommend it. Like, he literally gets a laugh almost with every single thing he says. Like, even just two-word responses or a pause. He just gets laugh after laugh after laugh. And he's talking about his daughter is 14. And Letterman's like, what's it like having a 14-year-old daughter? And he just kind of shakes his head. And he goes, look, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, little girls or, you know, young girls are great. But he's like, I'm just waiting for the day when, like, he's talking about like a boy in her class, when some greasy little horror comes knocking at his door. Some greasy little horror. That's definitely the episode title for this week. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, episode title. That's a great phrase. And he also said that based on what his 14-year-old daughter at the time, like what she wears to school, he would prefer to be on a morphine drip for the rest of his days. Every single day, just clicking that button. God damn it. What are you wearing? No, that's fine, sweetie. Have a great day at school. That's flatlining. Okay. That's a flatlining sound. Discipline equals freedom. That's something I heard recently. I think it was from David Goggins. I love that. Because it seems like discipline equals prison because you're bound to a regimen, to a routine. But actually, it equals freedom from the shit that you're avoiding by being disciplined. Okay. That's that. When I was down in Austin, I was sitting on my friend's back deck and I was talking to this woman that I had met there that weekend. And she said that she believes in ESP. And she knew as soon as she brought that up that the group is likely going to push back on her about how that's ridiculous. And she said, she goes, you know, I know that you guys are not going to believe that. But I said, you know what? Actually, I just like to hear about people's experiences. And I do. Like, I don't personally believe in ESP, but what good does it do me in that conversation to get into this like intellectual battle with her where I shoot down something that's important to her? What, for my own personal ego and intellectual gratification? Like, no, I'd rather hear why she believes in it, what led her to believe in it, what personal experiences she's had that make her feel that way. Because then you can learn more about her as a person instead of just being like, I don't believe it. It's stupid. Like, even if you don't believe in something that somebody says, that doesn't mean that you can't learn something from their experience, whether or not what they're telling you is right or wrong. I think that's a lesson that I've learned in the past couple of years. Okay? That's a lesson. Just write down all these fucking lessons I'm giving you, all right? I mentioned last week I did, my coworker Kyle and I did Hit Me Baby One More Time, Britney Spears karaoke at my work holiday. Not a holiday party, it's like a regular party. A party in May. It was so sick, dude. And my former coworker Asha, she listens to the pod and hates space. She's not smart enough to understand it. She said that she watched that with her six-year-old Jake. And he goes, I didn't know your friend is a professional singer. You're so lucky, Mom. See, I am a rock star. It doesn't matter if I'm the original singer of Hit Me Baby One More Time. It matters that I can belt it out. And by belt it out, I mean just mimic what she's saying. Lip sync, is that the term? Yeah. You don't want to hear me sing. It's not good, dude. I'm opening for my friend Giulio Gallerati. He's doing, I think it's 5 or 6 shows in Tampa, Florida. Where I grew up, the weekend of July 14th to the 17th. I'll probably announce what the specific venues are the closer we get to those dates. I'm super stoked. I love going down to Tampa. I grew up down there, and I told him what I was going to do is I was going to drive to my old house in Valrico, Florida. It's like a suburb of Tampa, and just drive to the house and go through the neighborhood and then just sit in front of my old house and cry and just make Julia sit in the car and just kind of, you know, pat me on the back and just kind of shake his head a little bit. And he's like, do you want to explain why you're crying? And I'm no, just sobbing for about 20 minutes from my old house. And then we'll just drive away in silence. I learned some interesting shit about the casino industry this week. I was reading this article. The casino industry has long lusted after New York City. Oh, the casino industry wants to fuck us, dude. With its estimated 8.5 million residents and global appeal as a tourist destination. The only casino-like option in the five boroughs is the Resorts World facility at the Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens, a racino, a horse racetrack with video slot machines, slot, but no table games, like roulette. Last year, Resorts World had the most gambling revenue of any casino property outside of Nevada. Isn't that crazy? I got to read this in the pod. I had no idea. That's insane. You would think that, like, I don't know, Reno or Atlantic City, somewhere in Atlantic City. You think the biggest casino in Atlantic City would have higher revenue than some fucking racino at the fucking what the fuck is an aqueduct? You know what I mean? In Queens. But I guess if you're betting on sports and you have, like, the largest city population in the country with deep pockets here, deep pockets, dude. Deep pockets by Jack Handy. Then I guess you're going to be number one outside of Nevada. I thought that was kind of interesting. All right. I thought this was interesting. Another article I read talking about, you know, kind of the dilemma that people face in today's job market, because there's so many jobs that if you don't have a college degree, it's likely that you can make a pretty good wage. So the question is, do you take that good wage today or do you forfeit that good wage to get higher education for down the road? And the answer might be kind of like somewhere in the middle, like maybe you take courses while you're working. But they interviewed this. Well, here, I'll just read the part of this article. So this is an interview with Mary C. Daly. She is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Stay with me. This is interesting. This is what she said in an interview last week. It's really great to have income, but you also want to keep your eye on the future, she said. Workers with higher skills will have higher wages and more upside potential. Ms. Daly speaks from personal experience. She herself dropped out of high school at age 15 to earn money. She eventually earned her graduation equivalency and enrolled in a semester of classes at a local college, but had to work three part-time jobs at a Target, a donut shop, and a deli to support herself while she studied. She went on to pursue a degree full-time and later earned a PhD in economics. That hard work was the best choice I have ever made, she said. Drawing on her own experience and on the data she parses as a labor economist, she often urges young people to stay in training to improve their own future opportunities, even if they have to balance it with work. I kind of love that. I mean, the president of a fucking one of the Federal Reserve Banks was working three jobs, donut shop, deli. What was the other one? Target. Like, that's fucking impressive to take on all that responsibility. And I mean, dude, three jobs, you got to like change clothes and drive and like learn the responsibilities of all three. That's going to be exhausting. So good for her for doing that. And that's encouraging to those that have to, you know, to people out there fucking grinding. Like, good for you. Keep going. All right. I like this quote from Game of Thrones. There's no justice in the world, not unless we make it. Oh, I kind of love that. I was watching the HBO documentary about George Carlin that Judd Apatow directed. And in the very beginning, he talks about, you know, people say that there's this thing that we have rights. He's like, but there's no rights in the world of nature, in the world of physics. Like, rights are a kind of a made up concept in human minds. And that kind of ties into there's no justice in the world, not unless we make it. So I don't know. Thought that was kind of interesting, a little parallel there. Okay. Dude, if you're looking for a good poem to read when you're high and it's late at night and you're listening to music and stuff, Success is Counted Sweetest by Those Who Ne'er Succeed by Emily Dickinson. It's so good, dude. It's so good. And then there's another one, Victory. Oh, I think in that one. Oh, yeah. It says victory can only be grasped by the losers. Dude, it's fucking profound. I'm not going to read the whole fucking poem. Maybe I will. I'm not going to read the whole poem. I recommend reading that shit and just sitting there and being like, damn, dude, that's fucking smart, dude. That chick was smart as fuck, dude. I don't think I did say this last week. There may be 2 trillion galaxies. Sorry, Asha. And I forgot your name. Carissa. See, I forgot your name. That's how. Danny, be nice. Sweetie, be nice to your friends. They're the only ones listening to your podcast. You need to be nice to them. I don't know why my girlfriend got a southern accent then. Asha and Carissa don't like space, but this is a fact anyways. There may be 2 trillion galaxies, and the typical galaxy has 100 billion stars. So there are approximately 200 sextillion stars overall, and that's probably assuming that the world is an infinite and expanding, which it is both. Okay. I mean, the odds of us being the only intelligent society or planet out there are probably like pretty low. I mean, it still could be true, but it seems extremely, extremely unlikely. I was going to read and review this article that Maureen Dowd, or column that Maureen Dowd wrote about the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial, but the more I think about it, like me and Tom McCaffrey talked about it on Wednesday's pod, and I know that it's been discussed ad nauseum by everybody across society, but it is a really good column. Maybe next week. Why don't we just fucking call it, okay? I'm a little tired. It's like fucking 10:30 on a Thursday. I can't tell if I have allergies or a cold coming on. Something is awry. Something is amiss. Anyways, hope you guys have a good weekend. Don't follow me on Instagram because it's hacked. The only way to follow me on social media is on Facebook or on Black Cat Comedy on Instagram. That's a good place to follow me. And I'll tell you what's up with the shows every Friday, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. We have some great fucking comics. Maggie Lally, Molly Kornfeld, Molly Brenner. There's a shit ton of funny people. So just come on by. 172 Remington, 9 o'clock. We usually start about 9:15. You know what I mean? Just chill out. We'll get it started sooner or later. Thanks for listening, Eugenes. Really appreciate you guys. Okay? So thank you. Even Jared, who sends me 600 texts a day, 584 of which make zero sense. Thanks for listening, pal. I appreciate you. Take care. Jeans. Come.